Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So this story is not going anywhere because we still do not have a causal link between what is it that we are told has killed a number of children that have died. And we'll focus here for now in Gauteng. From consuming, substances that were traced in some of the things that they ate and what has been inspected at Spaza shops. On the line with us is Johannesburg Public Safety MMC, Dr. Mqinitso Aku. And this is on the back of a briefing by the Premier of Gauteng, who said, no, they now have a plan to coordinate efforts and to deal with the Spaza shops, and they need to go back to the drawing board and make sure that everybody re-registers. MMC, thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pierre. Good evening to your listeners.
MMC, let's just maybe talk about the need to re-register. Why was there a need for people to re-register?
Yeah, I think the city and in the province have seen that many people are operating with these other shops. They actually non-compliant at all, meaning that there was at some point, dropping of the ball in terms of getting these people, to register, because they need to comply. They must go to developmental planning. They must go to development planning so that they can apply to open up this burger shop, and the place must be zoned properly. And then they must get the environmental health practitioners to come and do the check, to check if the place is fine. So the only way now to really stop this scourge and this wave of non-compliance is people close down. They must come for re-registration. And I mean, obviously, that whoever comes in and register, there's a requirement for the ID. So they must be able to get that form. It requires the ID, a South African ID. So meaning that if you don't have any South African ID, automatically the system is going to kick you out. Then you're not supposed to be selling anything. You're not supposed to have ownership of the shop.
Does this mean, MMC, that people who were currently sitting with some sort of a registration, we can admit to the fact that they were registered, but somehow it was maybe fraudulent?
Look, there are cases of that as well, because some of them, when you want them to the paper, they don't have. So someone, if you're just a Buramaka plant, you just create a spaza shop, and that's it. They don't comply. I mean, I came to a show, and I told them, last year we did our investigation, and close to 200 plus shops that we went to. And then we're saying that the trend is almost the same. People are sleeping there. They are kept. Yeah, the main problem with the spaza shop is their rats. The problem also with the manufacturers or the distributors is their rats. That's why they use cats. And also that's why now there's an inference of the use of the organophosphate poisoning of that. That thing is a red poison. It's arithrine. It's a red poison. It's extremely poisonous. And it's illegal in the country. So these guys have a problem with that. So that whole compliance with change, I think that maybe the state, we just left it too long, and people, they just saw a space and then they just opened, the other shop. That's why I know the city, with the mayor and the premier, said, let's go back to the business. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let everyone who's going to, we're going to get shut down, and people must come and reapply, and then there's going to be inspectors who go and inspect the place, ensure that it is registered, and also it is zoned properly, and it also approved by the environmental health, the environmental health practitioner.
How are we going to ensure that people are not going to, again, bypass a system? Because most of these corruption allegations are because of, human intervention. So, yes, we have now a new re-registration process. But if we have not dealt with corruption, people who take bribes, particularly in your department, and we hear this all the time, that no, you know, the people who are supposed to be in law enforcement agencies, who are supposed to monitor bylaws, they do come. But they take bribes. They don't come to monitor. They come to collect bribes.
Look, there are many inspections that we do in the city is multidisciplinary, okay? When you do an inspection, you need the environmental health practitioners and building control, of which now the province and the region, that is what now they need to do. They need to look at in terms of how are they going to get more of these people. So one of the things that some of the officers in the department, they could not do is that when they go there, remember, it's not the joint people above. It must be the other people. And of course, that there is this allegation that Seth and some of the JNPD are coming to really collect into the area. That one is, if you check now, we're in the CBD and with most of the Namaganjani and some of the work that we're doing is actually going under cover.
Mm.
We are putting our guys to really nab these, you know, these people, and then we've asked the internal affairs to be very sharp, and hopefully that the mayor now has approved the usage now of these body cams, so that when officers now are going to these places, they are able to record what is actually actually happening. They call it the saving of money in the roads and all of that. But look, it has been going too slow because of the document issue that we've been fighting. So the body cams are supposed to be launched, you know, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And I must say to you that, you know, it has been very difficult to really get things up in speed in terms of guys going to do bylaw, you know, sitting with them. And I mean, if you look at my tweets and everything, we've been sitting with the bylaw unit and all the other units within the, you know, the JNPD, asking the same question that, has he done checks in this area? Has he done this work like that? So we are busy now with them and with the mayor and all the other units like your CRAM, which is, it's got your inspectors and all these people to come together and have a program, a standing program of going to inspect these places. And I'm glad that we've got SEP coming on board also, because we've agreed that we've got this corruption element. We've got law enforcement officers that are not part of us. So it will be, as we are going along, once we determine and find those rotten, you know, apples within amongst ourselves, we'll deal with them decisively. But all in all, because the question was to ask to say, and I mean, if we arrest these, I know that when you arrest these people, maybe they are, we've warned them a couple of times. I mean, if you take them to SEP, they call them very small. It's not very serious crime, you know. So they will stay there maybe 4 or 5 hours, and then they'll let them go. So I'm glad that now the province is working in terms of criminalizing some of these things. You know, so yeah, in terms of the criminality, corruption, law enforcement officers parking at the spaza shops, that one will be dealing with it as we go along. Because I know the community is very up in arms. We know that also in Hebrew, our community in Hebrew, they are alleging that both SEP and JNPD, they stopped in one of those areas and collect money. So it's something that we are dealing with it, with JNPD and actually SEP. So I'm you know, even if you listen to the minister as well, so we have this rottenness that is inside the law enforcement. But as we go, we say to them, all those who are going to be with us and dealing with these things, we will deal with them. But as we go along, some of the rotten apples are going to come up, and then we're going to deal with them.
I really appreciate your time. This is Johannesburg MMC of Public Safety, Dr. Mgcine Tswako.
Thank you.
Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.